What are you doing, dear?
Fixing something that me and Tommy need. Wouldn't it be swell if we had a white Christmas this year, Mom?
Yes, it would. But there's no sign of snow so far.
Snow's not the only stuff that's white. We're going to make a white Christmas over in the park. The grass, the benches, and everything.
The grass and benches?
That's why we need a sign like this. We'll put it up first and then get right to work.
Just for us.
Oh, boy, that's even better, Mrs. Wilson. I don't know how to bowl, but I sure know how to eat plum pudding. You want me to take it in the kitchen for you, Mom?
Well, all right, dear, very carefully, and put it on the sink.
My, your house is beautiful, Alice.
Thank you. I love the mantle.
Oh, that's who Christmas is really for, the children. And that little boy of yours deserves the... Oh, is this your tree? Yes.
Henry just bought it at Mr. Quigley's. It's a pretty tree.
No, but it's kind of puny, isn't it? I mean, is Dennis satisfied with this?
Well, yes, I think so.
I never did like a white tree. It just doesn't feel like Christmas. Doesn't even smell like Christmas. Smells like paint.
George, Alice and Henry like the tree.
Well, now, Martha, Christmas trees are not for grown-ups. They're for children. And, well, you can't expect a child to get the real feeling of Christmas with a little bunch of twigs like this.
Well, Dennis already feels like Christmas, Mr. Wilson, with all these packages.
Well, now, me, I have a small Christmas tree, too, like yours. But, well, that boy of yours deserves a real Christmas tree.
But that's a real tree, Mr. Wilson. It's...
A tall, green, pine-smelling tree from God's own forest. A tree that the boy has helped to cut down himself.
Me, Mr. Wilson? Cut down a tree? A Christmas tree? Where? Where are we going?
Friend of mine, Barney Watson, has been telling me for years to go out to his land and cut down a tree. By golly, let's do it right now. What do you say, Mitchell?
Well, I don't know, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, it's only an hour's drive. We'll take my car.
I've got so many things to do today, I don't think I'll be able to make it.
Please, Dad. I'd like to cut down our own tree.
Go ahead, Henry.
Well, all right.
Oh, boy. I'll go get my scout axe. I bet I could chop down a jillion trees with my scout axe.
Dennis, you won't need your scout axe. I'm bringing along a real woodman's axe. Now, let's get this little white bush back to Quigley. All right, Mitchell, let's prepare ourselves for the great outdoors.
There you are. Hello there, Henry.
Hi, Mr. Quigley.
Well, George, look at you.
Hello, Quigley. Well, we're returning this Christmas tree. Mitchell wants his money back.
His money back?
I hate to ask you to take the tree back, Mr. Quigley, but we'll really have no use for it.
We're going out into the country and cut our own Christmas tree. A tall, fresh, green...
Oh, so that's what you're made up for. I thought maybe we were playing Paul Bunyan in a high school pageant or something.
Well, just take this misshapen little tumbleweed off our hands.
Tumbleweed? Why, that's a fir. That's the finest Oregon fir.
Well, that's Oregon's problem, not ours. And give him his $5 back.
I presume you read this sign when you bought the tree.
All sales final, no returns. No, I didn't read it, Mr. Quigley. I suppose I should have crawled in behind the trees.
Oh, now you're not going to get away with a cheap trick like this, Quigley.
Come on, Mr. Wilson. It's not worth my...
No, Mitchell. Now you refund his money or I'll report you to the city license commissioner.
You leave my uncle out of this. Yes, Mitchell, I'll refund your money. You're a valued customer and I want to keep you happy.
Thank you, Mr. Quigley.
You, don't want to face tomorrow without a Christmas tree, though, do you?
Oh, no, I...
You send Wilson here into the woods with an axe. He'll come back without any toes, and you'll come back without a tree.
Oh, I love it. Come on, Mitchell.
Go pick Dennis up.
Oh, George, wait a minute.
Huh?
Put that in your pocket.
Klondike 526. Phone number, what's this for?
Emergency hospital. They're great on chopped toes.
Boy, those are the swellest Christmas trees I ever saw.
Yeah, they're great.
Yes, sir, we're going to cut down the most beautiful Christmas tree you ever had.
Son, you might fall in.
Boy, it sure looks deep down there.
Come on, let's see if we can find a good tree. How about this one, Mr. Wilson?
Oh, Mitchell, I think we can do better than that. We want a perfect tree. The kind Quigley would ask $30 for.
I think you found it, Dennis.
This is a fine one.
Boy, I wish I had my little old scout axe in my hand right now. I could chop this down in 2 minutes.
Oh, Dennis, this isn't a job for a Boy Scout. This is a woodsman's job. All right, now stand clear, both of you.
Well, this is going to be quite a job to get down, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, Mitchell, this won't take long. Sharp axe, sharp eye, that's all it takes. All right, now, watch out for flying chips. Well, of all the stupid... Now, how in the world did I do a thing like that?
You hit the tree with a handle, didn't you, Dad? That's how you did it, Mr. Wilson. You hit the tree with a handle.
Dennis, never mind. Mr. Wilson knows how he did it.
Oh, of all the rotten luck. Now we'll have to go clear back to town and get a new handle put in, and that'll take all day.
Jeepers, you don't have to do that, Mr. Wilson. I got my scout axe right in the car.
You mean you brought it anyhow?
Sure. You know our motto, be prepared.
Let me take over for a while, Mr. Wilson.
All right, Mitchell. Just fly. Take off my jacket. Whew, it's getting warm.
Boy, this axe is more for chopping butter than trees.
Boy, it's a good thing I didn't bring my Indian tomahawk. It's made out of rubber.
Timber!
Boy, this is the swellest Christmas tree I ever saw.
It's the biggest one we've ever had. Alice is going to be very pleased.
Well, it was a lot of work, Mitchell, but it was worth it. All right, now you take that in, Mitchell. I'll take this. We'll get it out to the car. Stand back now, Dennis. Well back.
Here we go.
Oh, where is it? Where? Can you see it?
Not anymore. Boy, it went down like a rock.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
You had the axe head in the pocket.
Yes, it went down like an axe head.
I hope you didn't have your wallet in it, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, no, my wallet's here. Great Scott, the car keys. The keys to the car are in there.
We can't call a garage. The nearest phone booth is 5 miles from here.
And it's too far to walk. Now, wait a minute. There's a bus runs past here. We'll take the bus home.
Will they let us take a tree on the bus?
Well, they will if we work it right. All right, now, Dennis, you run on up to the highway, and if a bus comes, you flag it down and haul it for us.
Okay, Mr. Wilson.
Good boy. Come on, Mitchell.
You take that in. Grab this.
There you go. On this side of it. There we are.
Well, pretty nice Christmas tree you cut yourself, huh?
Oh, yes, a friend of mine owns the land around here. Yes, it is a nice tree.
Yes, very nice. What's your friend's name, mister?
Barney Watson. Do you know him?
Did he come out here with you?
Oh, no. He lives in the city, but he told me how to get out here.
Well, I've got news for you, mister. Watson's land starts right over there on the other side of that barbed wire fence. This is my land.
Uh-oh.
I hate to do this to you. That tree will cost you
$20. $20?
Oh, gee, mister, we had no idea we were on the wrong property.
Of course, we could have them arrested for trespassing, Leona, but...
Oh, no, that won't be necessary. We'll pay for it.
I've only got that $5 that Mr. Quigley gave me.
That's all right, Mitchell. You keep it. Keep it. This is my Christmas tree to Dennis. There you are, mister. Take it. All right, grab the tree, Mitchell. Let's get out of here.
That was quick thinking, Wilbur.
Yeah. I wonder who does own this land.
Okay, Sonny, hop on.
I just cut down a Christmas tree, mister. Can I take it on your bus?
Well, a tree a young fellow your size cut down couldn't take up too much room. Sure, we can handle it.
Oh, right. Thanks, mister. Okay, bring it over.
Hey, hold on. Who are these guys?
My dad and Mr. Wilson. They helped me cut the tree down.
Well, I can't haul that thing. I'm not in the lumber business.
It's for this little boy, driver. If we don't get it home, he'll have no Christmas tree.
Yeah, and I just gotta have one.
Well, if you can get it on, I'll haul it.
Gee, that's swell, mister.
Bless you, driver. Your reward will be in knowing that you brought a touch of extra Christmas cheer to the heart of this little lad.
Mac, make with the tree. I'm on schedule. I got no time to sit here and cry.
All right, Dennis, you go first. Mitchell, you take that end of the tree, and I'll grab this one.
What's going on here, driver?
Oh, just helping a kid with his Christmas tree.
Oh.
You're doing fine, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Dennis. All right,
Mitchell.
Now,
let's just
get it.
Watch it, Mac.
I can't help it.
Is it really here already? What happened to Christmas? Only the horn. Well, sure. New Year's is always horn. Happy New Year.
Oh, crap. There goes another branch. Oh.
You're going to have to lift it higher if you want to get it through.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is better. All right, now take it easy, Mitchell. Straight on back.
You're headed straight now, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, not so fast, Mitchell! Terribly sorry. Please excuse me.
Oh, I don't mind. My name's Gladys Pickett.
I'm George Wilson.
How do you do? This is a very informal meeting, but sometimes they're the best kind.
No doubt.
Are you married, Mr. Wilson?
I've been married for 27 years.
Oh, well, Merry Christmas anyhow.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Hey, Mac. Visiting hours are over. Let's get going.
I'm trying to. Mitchell, pull forward a little.
Sorry about the trouble, driver.
Not as sorry as I am. And don't forget to pay for the tree. It's a passenger, too.
It's under 10 years old. Can it ride for half fare? I guess that wasn't very funny, was it?
Good guess, Mac. Good guess. Now get that thing back there as far out of the way as you can.
Now, Dennis, watch out. Now, you get out of the way now. That's far enough.
Mac, that'll cost you exactly $10.
All right, driver, I'll pay for it.
You bet you will.
Crap, there goes another branch.
Boy, this is the most exciting Christmas Eve I ever had.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on here? How'd I get out in the woods?
Sir, you're not in the woods.
Pull me off the bus. I weighed my fare. Get me out of the woods, somebody.
Oh, for heaven's sake. See, you're still on the bus.
Oh. thank you. That was kind of scary. Well, Happy New Year.
Okay, who's getting off?
Oh, that was a mistake, driver. The tree got caught in the cord.
Oh, it did, didn't it? Well, if the tree signaled, then the tree's getting off, and you with it.
We're still 10 blocks away from home.
I don't care if you're 10 miles from home. You've caused enough trouble. Now, off.
Come on, Dad. It's a swell day for a walk.
Hurry it up a little bit, will you, Mac? Please. Oh, and don't forget the $10 for the window.
Goodbye. I'll always remember this day.
So will I.
I'm ungrateful, Mr. Wilson, but 15 feet of tree is a lot of tree for a 9-foot living room.
Yeah, if we saw it in half, we could have 2 Christmas trees.
It looks a little flat on top, George.
Yeah, boy, it looks like it's got a butch haircut.
Mr. Wilson, wouldn't it have been better if you'd cut the tree off from the bottom instead of the top?
Yes, it would have kept its shape better.
Now you tell me. Oh, well, don't worry. I know what to do. I'll just taper all the branches around the tree and shape it up again. Dennis, hand me a chair to stand on. That top branch here, I can't reach it. Hold the tree, Mitchell. I'll get it from this side. That's it. Put the chair right there.
Okay, Mr. Wilson, here you are.
Thank you, Dennis. That's it.
George, are you all right?
Oh, are you okay? I'm all right, but what did I do to the tree? Oh, good grief. I broke another branch. Oh, now I'll have to cut one on the other side to match. All right, Mitchell, give me a hand with the tree. Let's get it up.
Well, there it is. What do you think of it?
Oh, it's nice, Mr. Wilson. Nice. You certainly put a lot of work into it, and it shows.
We've never had a tree like it, Mr. Wilson.
Boy, it's a mess, isn't it?
Dennis, you shouldn't say a thing like that.
Especially after all the trouble Mr. Wilson went to.
Oh, never mind. At least the boy is honest. Isn't that just like me? Get everybody all involved and upset, go to the end of the earth for a tree and look at it. Did you ever see a more complete disaster?
Well, no.
It is pretty awful. The poor thing makes me sad to look at it.
That's what I said. It's a mess.
Yes, this late on Christmas Eve, all the trees will be sold out. Alice, if I could find one, I'd be more than glad to buy it.
Don't worry about it, Mr. Wilson. You did your best.
Oh, I'll get it.
Well, I promise from now on to mind my own business.
We don't want you to do that, Mr. Wilson. We want you to stay just as,
meddlesome?
Just as friendly and helpful as you always are.
Besides, dear, the tree may not look so bad when it's decorated.
Hello, folks. I just came by to see what kind of a Christmas tree the mighty woodsman came up with.
All right, Quigley, enjoy yourself.
Oh, brother, that is a beauty. I hope you weren't carrying it when the lightning struck you.
We just had a little bad luck.
Oh, I can see that, yes. Don't you think it might look better someplace else, Henry, like in the fireplace?
All right, Quigley, any more jokes?
No, I guess that covers it. Excuse me a moment.
He's got a lot of nerve just to come over here and needle you.
You'll be sorry, Mr. Wilson. I'll sell all my empty bottles to somebody else.
Thanks for your support, Dennis, but I don't deserve it.
I brought something you may be able to use.
Hey, it looks like the tree we had this morning.
It's the same one, Dennis. I saved it for you.
I don't understand, Mr. Quigley.
Well, I was sure that George would goof up somehow, so I set the tree aside. I didn't want the little fellow to be without one.
Oh, boy, I got my tree. Jeepers, Mr. Quigley. You're swell.
It was a wonderful thing to do.
Yes, it was. Thanks a million.
Quigley, you're a gentleman.
Well, I was glad to be able to help out. You may not believe it, but I am a sentimental man.
Oh, I'm sure you are.
So, my best wishes for the best Christmas ever.
Well, thanks a million. Thank you.
One thing more. That'll be $5 for the tree.
Oh, but George is going to pay for it, and then he would.
I'm Arthur. No, Mitchell.
There you are, Quigley. This is the most expensive tree in the world.
Thank you. Oh, Henry. Yeah. Put that in Dennis's Christmas stocking.
What is that?
Oh. Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho. Coming up on Nickelodeon, it's Christmas episodes of your favorite shows. Chevy Chase. Now back to more Christmas episodes of your favorite shows.
Here, Dennis, I'll take it. doesn't that smell good?
Boy, it sure does.
Here, dear, will you take this to your mother?
Okay, Miss Wilson. Here you are, Mom.
Thank you, dear.
Hey, Mom, what's in this?
You'll find out in the morning.
Hey, Dad, my shoes shine more like you.
You do?
My socks and home off my feet were as big as yours.
That takes time, son.
My, it's a lovely Christmas Eve, Alice. Everything around us to make it just perfect. A warm fire.
And lots of presents.
A lovely tree.
And good friends.
Well, son, it's time for you to get off to bed now. Santa will be here before you know it. Night.
Night, Dad. Night, Mr. and Mrs. Wilson.
Good night, Dennis.
Night, Mom.
Good night, dear.
Well, I'd say bless us, everyone, but there's just no need to.
You're right, Mr. Wilson. We're so richly blessed.
Hey, Mom. We forgot something. Silent night.
Oh. Holy. has been a Screen Gems film production from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.